Okay. Well, I want to say, are you tired? Well, if you're tired listening, imagine how tired they are talking and trying to have to interact. I can just tell you that one Sunday sermon will ring you out, and they have here done a marathon of four hours this morning alone. So these men have just expended an enormous amount of energy, and we're greatly indebted to them. I also want to say this, that whatever differences there are on this, how deeply we are indebted to men like Mac Deaver and men like Don Preston, who are champions of the gospel of Jesus Christ, which saves us all. What would this world be without men who could stand up before us like this and quote from memory the verses that they do, challenging each of us to know our Creator and know His will for us better? We are just so deeply indebted to men like this, and how much we deserve to honor them with a round of applause for their life's dedication to the gospel of Jesus Christ. And let me say this also. My mentor as a young man, a young Christian coming into the body of Christ, was a man named Nathan Simmons. There was no relation to me. He was raised in the Tipton, Oklahoma orphans home where Foy Wallace used to come, and he was a great fan of Foy Wallace. And he used to say this, "It is not a man's position that makes him a heretic so much as it is his disposition." And I think that there's a lot of truth in that. I think we want to maintain the disposition of flexibility, of humility, and of our utter dependence upon the grace of God to save us despite the mistakes we make in understanding His Word in very difficult issues like this very one before us today. So God bless us as we go our separate ways as brothers and sisters in Christ. I know I love Mac. I've never met him before today, but I love him a lot now. And I know I love Don, and I love each of you. And God bless you. We're going to take about an hour and a half break. Let's be back here about 1:30 to conclude the conference.